Good morning, San Diego.
And good morning, Rome.
And good morning, Milan.
And good morning, Tokyo.
And good morning, Venice.
And good morning, Denver. Denver. What?
Sonia, start it.
What?
Start the show.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast.
What's our podcast name?
I don't know.
You didn't think about this before we started this?
No. No?
Think of a name.
Is this really recording?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Think of a podcast name, the first name that comes to your head, and that's the new name of this podcast forever.
Sushi, pasta, no. Sushi, lasagna, and hamburgers.
Okay. I don't think I should name the podcast Sushi, Pasta, and Hamburgers. People would be confused.
But why don't we really record a podcast?
We are recording. This is content.
Show me that this recording. Oh, fuck, it is. Oh, beep, it is.
Entertain the people.
Okay, it's been a while, guys, since we talked here. A lot of things happened. I believe last time I talked to you guys on this podcast, we were still living in Tokyo, and now we're back in Rome.
Oh, we were. There's no think about it. Obviously, we were.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you talked to them in the meantime.
That's true. I have. I've updated the podcast with my Bringlesa videos, but I haven't actually brought the fire.
AKA me. I'm driving, guys, so I feel like this is really legit. Like, it's true content. Like, this is about us, right? The couple. Brian, Sonia, our lives. Well, this is hella true. Like, I'm driving, we're going somewhere, we're in the car, just the two of us. Real talk. Brian, what's the topic of today's topic?
You tell me.
Today's podcast.
What's the topic of today's podcast?
I think it's changes. Just let's give them an update.
Should we get deep with them? Should we get profound?
I mean, I feel like we should just give them an update because they don't really know what's going on with our lives, what I'm doing, what you're doing. So many things have changed. Why don't you start?
Where do I start?
Just tell them what happened, where we live, what you do now, what I do now.
So, last y'all checked, we lived in Japan. Tokyo, to be precise. And now, we live in Roma.
Yeah, okay. So, guys, I was in Tokyo. I was a recruiter. I was working in the HR department as a coordinator, HR coordinator. And now I'm a teacher, online teacher. So, I teach English. I teach Italian. And
you're a web star?
Yeah, web star. It's getting so busy, guys.
Are you a cam girl?
What are you, babe? No. No, I teach. And, like, I teach 9 to 10 hours a day. It's crazy. And that's the topic of the last weeks, I feel like.
Most of Sonia's YouTube videos have a part where, in the video, she's like, guys, I am so tired. And you remember she worked so much in Japan. Hang on, guys. We have to get off of this exit. It's this exit.
Yeah, I worked so much in Japan, and now that I'm here, I feel like I have some part of me is still in Japan. So I made my own schedule, but I made a big mistake and I opened too many slots and I got booked too fast, and now I find myself working for like 10 hours a day. That's crazy. It's like when I was in Japan, but I make less money.
Damn, 10 hours?
Yeah, on average, like, at least between 8 and 10.
That sounds hella tiring.
Yeah, you know what's up.
I know what's good with you, baby girl. Well, Sonya's doing that. Your boy, I can't really reveal what I'm doing. I got this secret under wraps, but you will all know soon enough.
That's true.
But I'm keeping this a secret.
And you're teaching too.
But I'd be doing a couple lessons here and there. I drop some knowledge here and there.
Yeah, you teach too, even though that's not your full-time job.
Hell nah. So, can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, but I think they want to hear you speak, not me.
Psh, who cares what they want?
You?
I don't care about my audience.
Alright.
Sonya, you lived abroad for 2 years, and now you're back where it all began, where you grew up, and in your home, the place you've always known. Have you experienced reverse culture shock?
Oh, hell yeah. I want to make a YouTube video about this. First thing is true, like, customer service. That's really not good in Italy. What?
Wait, is this a recording? Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, sorry. So, customer service is really not good at all in Italy, and... You know, when I was here, since I was born and grew up in Rome, I didn't even notice it. But now that I'm back, I can tell you guys that our customer service is really not the best. Usually, of course, exceptions, there are exceptions. But so that's one thing.
For those who might not understand what you mean by customer service, can you briefly explain that?
Why don't you explain it?
Someone, basically by customer service, Sonya means the way someone working treats you. Whether it be at a retail store, how the shop assistant treats you, or how a waiter treats you, or how the man working at the ticket machine treats you, or the person behind the bar treats you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's really different. In Japan, they treat you like you're God. Like, oh my God, here's a customer. I will smile for you and treat you well and thank you for coming to my shop. In Italy, it's like, oh no, I have to work now. Thank you for coming to my shop. Not really interested in working, but okay. But yeah, of course, there are exceptions, guys. Don't hate me. Sorry. Second culture difference, I feel like in Italy, people look at you more. In Japan, people don't like eye contact.
That's true.
So they try not to make eye contact.
That's true. You freaking never see people looking at you. You would think being the foreigner in Japan, people would look at you like, this guy stands out. He's a foreigner. But people never looked at me. I don't think I ever made eye contact with a Japanese person. I'm exaggerating. Of course I have. But, like, it's not common to make eye contact with strangers in Japan, whereas in Italy, of course, it happens all the time.
Yeah, that's true. And it's crazy because I've never been shy, so I never really had problems with eye contact. But I noticed that for the first few weeks, it was really weird for me to start looking back in the eyes of the people I was talking to. And that was weird. I felt that I was being rude. So I was like looking somewhere else, and then I thought, like, no, Sonya, if you do this, you look insecure. So it took me a while to get used to staring people again. Staring at people again.
But I don't have any other questions. Do you have any questions for yourself?
No, I was thinking about other cultural shocks. I think the food portions are bigger here, and when we go out and eat, or when we go somewhere and eat, I feel full. While in Japan, I always had room for a dessert or something different, something else.
That is true, without a doubt.
Portions, yeah.
The food portions in Japan are tiny.
Yeah.
Damn. So, well, Sonya, where are we headed now?
We're going to this place called... Maybe I shouldn't say the name because it's like...
Yeah, you don't have to say the name.
Yeah. We're going to this place. It's like a cafe where you don't pay for the things that you buy, but you pay for the time you're there. And technically, it's a sort of co-working space. so we can just go there, edit, work on our computers, stay for as long as we want. We don't need to necessarily drink and eat. We do pay for the time, though.
So in that sense, we can't stay as long as we want because we don't got all the money in the world.
That's true.
Anything else you want to add?
No, but do you want to add anything?
No, but I can't give my full effort on this podcast because I'm also watching the navigation, which you need to turn left in 900 meters.
Left?
Well, it looks like, yeah, you have to kind of go leftward. It's not a full turn, but...
But I feel like this podcast is mainly about me, and your audience won't really care, so you should say something.
That's what the Sushi, Pasta, and Hamburgers podcast is about. This is about you, not me.
Sushi, Pasta, and Hamburgers.
That sounds good right now. If I could have only two of those, I'd have sushi and hamburgers. I've been having a lot of pasta. I'm in Italy now.
I have sushi.
300 meters. Stay. Follow that bus, I think. Wait. Oh my god, this is shit. It's impossible. Take a left up here. You have to take a left. San Giovanni Eur. There we go. So, anything else?
Babe. Do you feel like you're overall happier now that you're in Italy compared to when you were in Japan?
Honestly, I do feel overall happier in Italy compared to Japan just because there's so many more sources from which I could get my happiness.
Like my family.
Yeah, just more people, being around more people, having more precious time with people. It's kind
my
of
dog.
That's, yeah, that too.
You don't like my dog.
I don't not like her.
She's so cute. But yeah,
I like her, but
do you miss Japan?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I just actively miss Japan. It's at the front of my mind all the time, and I'm always just like, I miss Japan. But when I do think about Japan, it's kind of that nostalgic, I miss it type feeling, you know?
Did you have any major culture shock?
Yeah, going from Tokyo to Rome, of course, like, just the crazy efficiency and organization and cleanliness of Tokyo.
Oh yeah, and safety.
And safety, although that's not too big of a problem for me, but...
It is a thing for me. Because when I... If I want to go out and just, you know, take a walk and it's midnight, I don't know, I just don't do it in Rome. And I used to in Tokyo. So it makes a difference for me.
Although I will say that the trash cans in Italy are very nice.
Yeah.
Take a right in 300 meters.
Okay. Plus, I feel like Tokyo is more just convenient. Like, for example, I love my gym. I really love my gym. But my gym in Japan was 24 hours, so that was convenient.
As most gyms should be. That's not really a Japan-Italy thing.
Well, in Italy, things are usually not open 24/7.
Come on, Italy.
Unless, I mean, we have some McDonald's, some grocery
American.
Stores. Yeah, we do have some Italian grocery stores that are open 24/7. Even some bars and pubs. Not really pubs, but bars.
Take it right.
Places that are open 24/7. But
and
not...
Then go left.
Maybe some gyms too.
Muro del Canto.
Here.
Yeah, take a left.
Yeah, but not my gym. And most gyms are not open 24/7.
Yeah. Wow, so interesting. Wow, we're near my old house in Rome. This brings back other type of nostalgia back to my early Rome days, see guys, because I've now lived in Italy, Rome, Italy. Damn, I used to live right around the corner. San Lorenzo, I used to walk around here all the time. Sonia?
Yeah, I used to come to San Lorenzo a lot too. when I was maybe 17, 18, 19, 20, then it stopped. I don't know why.
It's probably because it's for that age group.
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't know. I think it's because it was a period where there were a lot of fights in San Lorenzo, and people were throwing bottles, and it was a little more dangerous, so I stopped coming.
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah, but now I don't know how it is now. Maybe it's back to normal.
Should be.
All right, how long is this podcast?
I think we're gonna call it good right now.
I feel like it was a shitty podcast.
Well,
please just leave a comment or something. Or
there's no commenting.
Wait, they cannot give you any kind of feedback.
I don't know. That's the thing about this podcast thing. Like, for example, if you listen to it on Spotify, where are they going to comment? If you listen to it on Apple Music, where are you going to comment?
I don't know. Maybe they can write a comment. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, just leave a comment to, like, under Brian's latest video.
Briller.
Yeah. And just give us feedback. Just tell us if you do care about our podcast. Do you like it?
Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Debate it.
Debate it. Okay.
All right. This is the Sushi Pasta Hamburger signing off. Peace.